Good afternoon, CRTV's afternoon edition with Doris Batetatoekwe. In our top stories, three people, including a two-year-old, are reportedly dead due to devastating floods in the Mayo Danai division of the far north. Authorities there are mobilizing resources to reach out to victims and avert further damage. Out of Cameroon, the official Democratic nominee in the White House race, Kamala Harris, has pledged a new way forward as she formally accepted her party's nomination for president last night. And in sports, the Africa Cup of Nations qualifier to pit Cameroon's Indomitable Lions against Namibia on September 7 will be played at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. This is one of the major outcomes of a preparatory meeting chaired by Minister Narcisse Mwele Kombi in Yaoundé today. A development of these stories and more right ahead. But first, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon edition news bulletin with Winston Lepga. The inhabitants of Bafassam headquarters of the West Region are being treated to an educative, informative, and entertaining documentary on the life of President Paul Biya. The production is taking place at the Tokhet Stadium. The government has handed about 100 computers to some social centers spread across the national territory. The equipment, evaluated to cost over 165 million CFA francs, is to facilitate the identification and registration of vulnerable people in various communities in Cameroon. This is to enable the government to have a database of people in need of follow-up by the Social Affairs Ministry. Recent floods in the Mayo Danai division of the Far North region have claimed the lives of three people. A two-year-old is among the casualties of the incident, particularly in the Vele and Kalfu subdivisions. Meanwhile, in Giri, hippopotami have taken refuge in the inundated farmlands, leaving the villagers helpless as the animals are destroying their crops. Municipal authorities in the Logan Valley are mobilizing rescue teams to reach out to victims, as well as taking preemptive steps to avert further damage. In the Logan and Shari division, Senator Mahamat Abdul Karim has distributed 1,000 bags to reinforce the dike on the River Logan, which is said to be deteriorating. A gang made up of commercial taxi drivers and criminal passengers reputed for hypnotizing and robbing commuters of huge sums of money has been arrested in Yaoundé. The gang of four includes two men and two women who have carried out their operations in different towns of Cameroon were apprehended thanks to the vigilance of one of their victims and the prompt intervention of the public and officials of the Yaoundé Central Police Station No. 3 in Ifulan. Since their arrest on August the 7th, 22 complaints have been tabled with the sum of about 133 million CFA francs said to be lost to the suspected criminals. A mobile team from the Cameroon National Anti-Corruption Commission is on an awareness campaign in schools in the South Region. The initiative aims to educate and empower stakeholders to speak out against corruption and report incidents. Abroad, the Vice President of the United States of America and Democratic presidential election candidate, Kamala Harris, has pledged a new way forward for all Americans as she formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night, delivering a message of unity and urging voters to reject Donald Trump. While bringing her party's convention in Chicago to a close, she indicated that November's election is a chance to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past. The 59-year-old officially became the Democratic nominee after a fast-moving few weeks that began with President Joe Biden stepping aside in the race to the White House. Tributes have been paid to the 18-year-old Hannah Lynch after divers recovered what is believed to be her body in the wreckage of a luxury yacht which sank off Sicily. Hannah was the last person unaccounted for after the luxury yacht Bayesian foundered during a freak storm of the Italian fishing village of Portichilo, east of Palermo, claiming 7 lives in total. Friends have described her as a warm and beautiful soul. The body of her father, technical entrepreneur Mike Lynch, was recovered from the shipwreck earlier this week. In sports, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education has called for concerted actions between the different partners in the preparation ahead of two 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers between the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and Namibia on the 7th of September and against Zimbabwe 3 days after in Kampala, Uganda. Minister Narcisse Muelekombi, who is presiding over the first preparatory meeting ahead of the matches, has also congratulated the staff of the flagship team of Cameroon, led by coach Mark Breeze, for braving through the odds to produce positive results. In more sports, the KFE Football Club of Yaoundé will, at 4 this afternoon, challenge Tout Puissant Mazembe at the Stade de Mati in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Coach Stéphane Njana and his players, who are 2 points behind their host, must win today's match to be able to qualify for the CAF Women's Champions League for the first time in the club's history. Their opponent, on the other hand, need just a draw this afternoon to clinch the lone ticket in the UNIFAC CAF Women's Champions qualifiers. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And you're welcome back. The aftermath of the floods in Yagua in the Mayo Danai division of the far north have been devastating, with 3 deaths recorded and farms completely destroyed. The affected population have been taken aback on the ugly situation, with their eyes now focused on the local municipal and administrative authorities for their much-needed intervention. Amos Enonyakedagbo has more on the situation in this report.
2 deaths already recorded in the subdivision of Carfou following the floods. Jean-Emmanuel Gobelet is the mayor of Carfou.
C'est une surprise pour la population de Carfou.
It is a surprise for the population of Carfou, for who the first time are living such a situation. The population in other villages are also affected. So far, we have recorded 2 deaths.
The same scenario in the locality of Dagola, village subdivision, where 1 person is dead. Rice farms have been destroyed, as the mayor of Ngeme, André Njafsia, attests.
The dégâts are grave jusqu'à enregistrer un mort.
In the village of Dagola, we recorded huge material damage. 1 person died, several others wounded. Farms destroyed with roads as well. The situation is very critical.
Les cultures sont détruites, les routes sont détruites.
Over in the locality of Gere, the floods have come with hippopotamus serving as a serious threat to the safety of the local population. Alphonse Wildima is the mayor.
Plus il y a envahissement d'eau, les hippopotames viennent rester.
As there are floods, hippopotamus come by the river banks to devour nearby farms. As they are numerous, farms are completely destroyed.
Aujourd'hui, on ne parle plus des champs le long de la Guerre.
The situation of Yagua necessitates a swift synergy of action to save the local population from the floods, as the rainy season is still very present. Yagua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Local authorities in the Mayo Danai are working closely with some partners to find quick solutions to shelter those affected by the floods, as well as many who have been displaced and their homes destroyed. Our Far North regional correspondent Sylvester Temkeng spoke to some of them and put together this report.
Inhabitants have been devising various solutions, although they testify that the situation remains preoccupying.
We are pleading with the government to come to our aid because the situation is terrible and above us. Even to sleep is not easy.
Meanwhile, administrative authorities have been on the feet for either emergency relief or to provide temporary response while waiting for the full weight of the government and partners. Swaibo Zuba, subdivisional officer for Yagua.
I am in contact with the people of the Red Cross at a local level who are championing our visit to the various sites to salvage the situation.
For now, civil protection measures have been engaged by the local council. Pierre Lirawa, mayor of Yagua.
We have taken a number of measures to help those affected by flood, especially the children, by providing some space for them where they can cook and sleep.
Few weeks to the new school year, it is feared that if the rainfall intensifies, then classes might be disturbed, as there are also rising fears of outbreaks of deadly waterborne diseases. Yagua, Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
Senator Mahamat Abdel Karim, a member of the elite of the Logun and Shari division of the Far North region, has donated a consignment of flood prevention materials as his own contribution in the fight against floods in the administrative unit. Patrick Tabo has the details from Kusiri.
The donation, according to Senator Mahamat Abdel Karim, falls in line with the call from the senior divisional officer on the population to accompany the government in the fight against floods in the administrative unit. While handing over the 1,000 brand new empty bags to the assistant senior divisional officer, Simon Halala, during a special ceremony in Kusiri, the member of the Upper House of Parliament said it is his duty as an elite to come to the assistance of the local population whenever need arises. The bags will be filled with sand and used in reinforcing the various dikes in the division, especially those that are near collapse, Senator Mahamat Abdel Karim.
You have a 20 years old dike in Kusiri that needs some maintenance. It is also our responsibility as elite. The bags of sand will be used to reinforce the various dikes in the Logon and Shari division.
The measures initiated by SDO Fombele Matthias Taim is meant to avoid any surprises like the case in 2022, where over 10,000 people were displaced and hundreds of villages destroyed by floods in the Logun and Shari division. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kusiri.
The floods in the Far North region have hit the Mayodanai locality at a time when the National Observatory on Climate Change has published its latest climate bulletin alert. The document is presented for us by Rigobert Mania.
The Climate Alert Bulletin number 198 of the National Observatory on Climate Change covers the period the 21st of August to the 30th of the same month. The document indicates that the Far North region and some parts of the North region run the risks of recording respiratory diseases in herds, one of which is pneumonia. It forecasts that due to water pollution from water runoffs, there is a high risk of experiencing multiple gastrointestinal diseases in cattle. Inhabitants here are informed to look out for floods in areas like Kayele, Boki, Gide, Mayolopi, and Pitua, as these areas will experience heavy rains in the days ahead. The downpours will come along with possible destruction of electrical power transmission and regulation infrastructure in the two regions, and the rains are expected to be characterized by violent winds, lightning, and falling trees. The National Observatory on Climate Change, which is charged with monitoring and evaluating the socio-economic and environmental impact of climate change in Cameroon, has urged inhabitants of the North and Far North regions to dress up in warm clothing for the entire period to stay away from cold weather-related infections.
On to something else, a documentary on the life of President Paul Biya will be projected this afternoon in Bafoussam at the Tocket Stadium. Thousands of people are expected to watch the film on the statesman whose destiny has been described as extraordinary. The event will be chaired by the Secretary General of the CPDM Central Committee, Jean Kwete. Charles Ebone reports.
Cameroon will be made with the West, or will not be made. That is according to President Paul Biya in a speech in the West Regional Capital, Bafoussam, years ago. The statement from the New Deal architect profoundly tells the importance of the West region in the construction of an emerging Cameroon fixed for 2035 as enshrined in the National Development Strategy, taking into account the entrepreneurial, the economic, and the financial power of the people of the West region in the development of Cameroon. The West and its population, profoundly integrated, occupy a unique place in the country because, as a roundabout, they connect the north, northwest, southwest, little, and center south. And the loyalty, the dynamism of the people of the West to their champion, Paul Biya, will be attested once more this Saturday as from 2 p.m. at the Tokyo Stadium. This will be during the Bafusa screening tour of the 1 hour 24 minutes documentary on Paul Biya as a statesman with an extraordinary destiny, directed by two female Cameroonian producers with the supervision of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic and the artistic assistance of the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The General Secretariat of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement is headed by someone from the West region. The constitutional successor of Cameroon as it stands today is from the West region. The mobilization is expected to be total after the Betoa, the Douala, and Marwa show of force for the same purpose, show loyalty to Paul Biya.
Back to School 2024, a special slot on the news.
The atmosphere in markets, schools, and bookshops across the country leaves a hint of an imminent back to school. However, most parents are anxious about the unavailability of most textbooks 2 weeks to the resumption of the 2024-2025 academic year. Nevertheless, they are bent on making sure that their children have all they require for the smooth kickoff of the academic year. Colette Janney spoke to some parents and compiled the following report.
The markets are getting congested and bookshops busy as parents flock in their number to buy school materials prior to the kickoff of the 2024-2025 academic year. Everything seems to be going on well for most of them, but for the unavailability of some textbooks in the market, as Leslyn explains.
I have not seen all the books in a particular bookshop. That's the difficulties I've been facing. Moving from one bookshop to another, and again, most people in the bookshops, they keep telling me that they have not yet had all of the books that maybe that should come later.
The atmosphere in many bookshops leaves a hint of imminent back to school, but most parents are still anxious, as it is the case of Genevine in Pamenda.
It's not easy for parents to get all now. So you only go to a bookshop and you are told to come maybe in the middle of September or early September. So what parents are most focused on is getting admission to their children. They see how they can get some few things for the children. Exercise books, uniforms.
As the countdown continues for school resumption, parents say they are prepared to make as many visits as possible to bookshops so that their kids can have all they need for an effective kickoff of the academic year.
A mobile team from the Cameroon National Anti-Corruption Commission has embarked on an anti-corruption awareness campaign in schools in the South region. The initiative, known as Let's Work Together for a Corruption-Free 2024-2025 school year, aims to educate and empower stakeholders to speak out against corrupt practices and report ugly incidents. Journalism student on internship Pauline Ambwaki has the details.
In a bid to safeguard the integrity of the education sector, the Cameroon National Anti-Corruption Commission has launched a comprehensive anti-corruption awareness campaign targeting school administrators, parents, and students during this back-to-school period. In a bid to safeguard the integrity of the education sector, the Cameroon National Anti-Corruption Commission has launched a comprehensive anti-corruption awareness campaign targeting school administrators, parents, and students during this back-to-school period. Ndopata Anselm, team leader of CONAC in the South.
This initiative aims to invite populations and stakeholders to say no to corruption, buying seats, and bad practices. practices in the management of PTA for this 2024-2025 school year.
The campaign seeks to educate stakeholders about the various forms of corruption that can occur in educational settings. By raising awareness and encouraging open dialogue, the commission hopes to empower individuals to speak out against corrupt practices.
La seule chose qu'on demande.
The only thing we ask from our citizens is not to be silent when corrupt practices take place. It does not matter whether you are a victim or witness. Call the toll-free number 1517.
By taking a proactive stance against corruption in schools, Cameroon demonstrates its commitment to building a brighter future for its youth, where education is valued and respected. Pauline Mwakwe reporting from CRTV South in Ebolova.
Back to School 2024. That was our special slot on the news.
The Ministry of Social Affairs, within the framework of the United Social Registry of Cameroon project, has handed 100 computer equipment to 100 selected pilot centers across the national territory. Presiding at the handing over ceremony, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, said the objective is to facilitate the identification and registration of vulnerable persons in the different communities that will enable the government have a system of reference at the local level. Here now is the coordinator of the Unified Social Registry of Cameroon Mechanism, Henri Dikoso Nyambi III, who sheds more light on today's event. He was interviewed by Elizabeth Mbomboneagbo.
Is a governmental mechanism that has been set up to permit the information permanently on socially vulnerable households and people to the partners of Cameroon and to the other sectorial administrations which are involved in social protection. As you know, generally, when we have social shocks, when we have programs that deal with the vulnerable, we need information on them. Who is vulnerable? Where is he is located? What are his basic needs? Which are the responses we have locally and the national level to help and enhance the capacity and autonomy of those vulnerable? And the RESUC is coming now to help the government and the partners to have a mastery of all this process of social protection.
The 2024 batch of firefighters who have undergone intensive training on firefighting techniques and other first aid notions at the Bertoua 103 Fire Brigade have been declared apt and capable of handling emergency. Lieutenant Avom Lazare Bertin, commander of the Bertoua unit, made the declaration while handing over end of course attestations to the young firefighters. Jerome Belobo reports.
2 months of theory and practical learning, the over 245 firefighters trained at the 103rd Firefighting Company of Bertoua were able to demonstrate skills acquired before their parents and guests.
Ekawamburi Gabriela Ward, I'm very happy of this training. I hope that I will continue to do this.
Apart from firefighting, these kids also had a chance to learn basic first aid skills.
The different modules we had for the children were fire outbreak management, first aid, and the ethics and behavior module for young firefighters. Today, we can see we attained our objectives.
Parents who took part in this attestation award ceremony say they are happy their children had useful holidays.
I'm happy for this training because the children have learned how to intervene in certain situations.
We just want to have a child who can do something very important for the nation. And for us, we think that if they have that kind of training, it can be good for them, for our family, and for the nation.
Lieutenant Avom Lazare Bertin used the ceremony to ask parents to send their kids in his unit where they can acquire useful skills.
Bertoua, Jerome Lobo, CRTV.
Makossa icon Toto Guillaume has celebrated his 69th birthday under the theme 69 Notes of My Life. Patience Wingo in the following write-up says, Toto Guillaume, who joined the music industry early, remains an inspiration to many artists.
Toto Guillaume is one of Cameroon's musical icons who has remained authentic to his musical genre, that is Makossa. be it as a guitarist, songwriter, composer, or producer, his name has been strongly linked to Makossa history for over four decades. Toto Guillaume began playing guitar at the Collège de la Salle and played in several school bands before joining the legendary group Black Steel in 1972. Subsequently, Toto Guillaume wrote a letter to Sono Disc in Paris, France, to record some of his songs, and by the end of 1973, they had recorded eight songs. In 1977, Toto Guillaume flew to France to study music. In the early 1980s, Togi, as he's fondly called by fans, established himself as one of the icons of Makossa as a musician, composer, and producer. Along with Alhaji Toure, Toto Guillaume later became the captain of the Paris-based group of talented instrumentalists nicknamed Makossa's national team. In the 80s and early 90s, their contribution to a production was a success with the song Paya Nyambe in the early 80s, becoming an African musical masterpiece. He is today a legend, attending national and international music festivals and inspiring young generations in the music industry.
In sports, the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé has been chosen to host the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon's first 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Namibia to take place on September the 7th, 2024. This was one of the major decisions taken during the first preparatory meeting ahead of 2025 AFCON qualifiers between the flagship team of Cameroon against Namibia and against Zimbabwe 3 days after in Kampala. Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muele Kumbi presided over the meeting that has just ended. For updates, we connect with Ben Collins Nweberuwa, who is standing by at the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Doris, and thanks for joining me at the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education. After a presentation of the present state of the Japoma Stadium in Douala by the Administrator of the National Office for Sports Infrastructure, Onyis Felix Ewani, it was unanimously agreed that the venue cannot host the Cameroon versus Namibia clash in a preparatory meeting ahead of two Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers to beat Cameroon against Namibia on the 7th of September in Yaoundé and against Zimbabwe at the Nelson Mandela Stadium in Kampala on September 10. Officials of the Cameroon Football Federation, after failing to impose a venue, walked out of the meeting. After the Japoma Stadium, they proposed the Rumdiaja facility in Garoua, but the administrator of Onyes said they needed time to evaluate how ready it can be. Professor Prosper Nkuvondo, who sat in for the FA president, also disclosed that a video conference was underway between officials of FECA Foot, CAF, and those of the Namibian Football Federation, and that Garoua has been chosen as the host town of the next match of the Indomitable Lions. But the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee, Hamad Kalkaba Marboum, reminded Professor Nkuvondo that in sports governance, the different parties are always consulted before the final decision is taken. That was when they walked out of the meeting that was presided over by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muele Kumbi. The sports boss, who thanked the head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Brees, and other members of his staff for braving through the odds to produce positive results, also called for concerted action ahead of the two upcoming matches of the flagship team of Cameroon. Many frowned at the action of FECA Foot officials. Among them, the representative from the General Directorate of External Research, who said, according to preliminary findings, while Cameroonians of goodwill are praying for the success of the Indomitable Lions, others want them to fail. He said that something needs to be done. The meeting ended with the different parties, with the different partners, apart from FECA Foot, determined to ensure that success is recorded at all levels. The list of players to defend Cameroon will be made public in the days ahead. From the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, I am Ben Collins Nyeberiwo.
Thanks, Ben Collins. And to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Three people, including a two-year-old, are reportedly dead due to devastating floods in the Mayo Danai division of the Far North. Authorities there are mobilizing resources to reach out to victims and avert further damage. out of Cameroon, the official Democratic nominee in the White House race, Kamala Harris, has pledged a new way forward as she formally accepted her party's nomination for president last night. And in sports, the Africa Cup of Nations qualifier to pit Cameroon's Indomitable Lions against Namibia on September the 7th will be played at the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. This is one of the major outcomes of a preparatory meeting chaired by Minister Narcisse Muele-Kombi in Yaoundé today. And that's a wrap on this edition. My name is Doris Batitatoekwe. Thanks for listening. Christine Victoria Pinda is here with the news summary. Good afternoon, Christine Victoria.
Bon après-midi, Doris Batitato. Inondations dans le Mayo d'Anaï, des suites de pluies diluviennes, déjà 3 décès recensés dans les arrondissements de Mvélé et de Kalfou. Un enfant de 2 ans, un trentenaire et un homme du troisième âge. Tout face aux conséquences occasionnées par ces fortes pluies dans le Mayo d'Anaï, les collectivités territoriales décentralisées de la vallée du Logone s'organisent. Plusieurs mesures sont d'ores et déjà prises pour atténuer les dégâts et éviter autant que possible des risques à venir. Technologie de l'information et de la communication, quel rôle doit jouer les parents, doivent jouer les parents, les autorités locales et éducatives et les forces de sécurité de la ville pour garantir une navigation sécurisée et responsable des élèves sur la toile? C'est la question principale de la réunion de travail entre le ministre des Postes et Télécommunications et la communauté éducative de la localité d'Edeya. Il est question de capitaliser les savoirs acquis par les jeunes qui prennent part depuis le 20 août dernier au camp de vacances ce TIC, des savoirs qui doivent promouvoir la citoyenneté. En culture, 69 notes de ma vie, c'est sous ce thème que la légende du Makossa Toto Guillaume a embrassé la scène de la salle des fêtes d'Akwa à Douala. L'icône a redéployé son riche répertoire avec un rafraîchissement de certains titre de concert avec la grande chorale d'hommes de Deido. Et en sport éliminatoire de la CAN 2025, le Cameroun entre en compétition les 7 et 10 septembre prochains contre la Namibie et le Zimbabwe. Les Lions Indomptables doivent briller à nouveau pour satisfaire leurs fans et tenir leur rang sur la scène internationale. La préparation de ces deux rencontres fait l'objet d'un conclave au ministère des Sports et de l'Éducation physique autour du professeur Narcisse Muele-Kombi. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 17-18.